வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, third chapter, text number 1 through 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 22nd of May, 1972, in Los Angeles, California.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Vam Sajivam.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Vallabha Giri Varadhari
Gopi Gana Vallabha Giri Varadhari
Gopi Gana Vallabha Giri Varadhari
Gopi Gana Vallabha Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopi Gana Vallabha Giri Varadhari
Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana
Yeah.
ಯಾಜಕಚಾರ್ಯ ಸುತರ ಸರಸ್ವಾದ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಂದ್ರ ಕೀ ಜಯ ರಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಹರಿದಾಸ ಠಾಕುರ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಸಿ ಕಹೋ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಕದಾಧಾರ ಶುಭಾಷಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪ ಗೋಪನಾಥ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾ ಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿಜವರ್ಧನ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಬೃಂದಾವನ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ ನವದ್ವೀಪ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಗಂಗಾ ಮಾಯಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಯಮುನಾ ಮಾಯಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ತುಳಸಿ ದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ಯಾಮೇತ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್
so-called love is bogus in this material. Love cannot be false. Will be very word love prema, especially deserve all Krishna. Prema Pumath Maha, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preaching. The high perfection of life is to evoke one's dormant love for Krishna. The love is there, it is reserved for Krishna. But due to our foolishness, we are distributing that love in so many ways to the dog. This is Kali Yuga. We do not know where to apply love. And you see, all this world is touched with the word kama. Kama. Kama means lust. There is no question of love. Then love, prema and kama is described in Chaitanya Chaitanya. What is prema and kama? Atmendriya priti vancha taranam kama. Kama. What is lust? Atmendriya priti. To satisfy one's own senses. That is kama. Here, a boy and girl love. They say love, but no, it is not love. The boy wants to satisfy his senses and the girl wants to satisfy her senses. Therefore, Atmendriya Tripti Pancha. Everyone is trying to satisfy her own senses. That is kama. Lust. And then what is prema? Krishnendriya Tripti Vancha Dhare Prema. When the same propensity is transferred for satisfying Krishna's sense, just like gopis, the super essence of gopis is due that they wanted to satisfy Krishna. They dressed very nicely because they thought that Krishna becomes very pleased seeing us nicely dressed. Not that in this material world a woman or a girl dress very nicely just to attract the opposite sex for a second. That's all. So everyone, all this description is given there. Brahma Vartasa Kama, Bija Kama, then Vasu Kama, Devi Mayam to Sri Kama, Sri. Sri means beauty. In the Durga Puja, Devi Puja, they ask, after offering Mother Durga all sorts of paraphernalia, then the Pushpanjali, they pray, favor, Dhanam Dehi, Rupam Dehi, Balam Dehi, Dehi. They meet him. After, therefore it is called Puja. Puja, just like in business circle, if you want to take some business from a big merchant, so you satisfy him, flatter him, and sometimes invite him in a hotel and give him nice dinner. In this way, after he is satisfied, you will kindly give me this contract. Or you will give me this post. The ultimate thing is, he is post and contract, not to satisfy the person. No. He is spending some money for his own senses. Similarly, all these pujas, the demigod puja, that is for his Sanskrit. Krishna therefore condemns this. Kamasasta hitabhyana jajanti janna devata. This very kama. These words, kama, 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 kama. So Krishna also says, so you won't find any difference between Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, or any Vedic Gita. It is to be understood through proper channel. So all these kamas have been condemned. by Krishna. Kamastaste hitabhyanam jajadriyanadivata. The persons who go to worship other demigods like Devi, Maya, Durga, Shiva or Indra, Chandra, so many, there are 33 crore. 1 crore is equal to
10 million.
And 33. Just see, there are so many demigods and so many desires also. So they are not prohibited. Everything is there in the Bhagavatam. And if you want this particular, kāṅkhaṁtaṁ karmanāṁ siddhi jajante kiva devatā, that is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Those who want quick success in fulfilling some material desires, they worship the demigods. The Mayavadi, Shankarais, they have made a husband. They have made so much blunder in understanding the Vedic constitution. Misleading, simply. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has specially warned that anyone who hears about the Mayavad commentation, he is doomed, he is gone forever, lost. He will have no understanding either this way or that. The Vedas, they give us information of the demigod, but they are not imagination. Neither Krishna is imagination. The Mayavad says everything is imagination. Then Bhagavat is giving this direction. Bhagavat means Vyasadeva is giving direction that if we want this prophet, then worship this demigod. He is playing childish, foolish things. He is giving some wrong information, imagination. What business he has got to do that? But these Mayavadi rascals will say that the demigods are also Maya, that Krishna is on Maya, everything is Maya. That we call them Mayavadi. Everything. Krishna Bhakti is Maya. They say it is good for raising oneself to the platform of impersonalism. There are processes that if you want to go higher platform, you take one staircase and get on it and then throw it away. Because you don't require to come down it. That is the philosophy. So you take any means. The Ramakrishna Mission also says like that. Yatamattam. You can worship Brahma Varcha, you can worship Devi Maya, you can worship Vasu, you can worship Rudra. You can worship anyone. Ultimately, you become one with the Supreme. Most things are misguided. Here it is, but if you want this particular thing, then you worship this. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is confirmed. Janti deva prata devam. Pitrin janti pitri prata. Demigod worshippers will go to the demigod. There are different planets. 33 crores or demigods, and there are 33 crores of planets also. The moon planet, according to Vedic literature, that is also one of the planets belonging to the demigod Chandra. It is one of the higher planets. So, this is the least. If you want something particular, if you want to merge into the effulgent Brahma Jyoti, then you worship Jajita Brahmana Patim. Brahmana, Brahmana, Brahma means also Veda. Shabda Brahma. Tini Brahma Rida. In the Bhagavad beginning, Brahma means the sound, transcendental sound of knowledge. That is Veda. So, there is Upanishad. So, Upanishad, generally, those who are scholars in Upanishad, they want to become one with the. That is not any very difficult thing. Anyone can do that. That is a process. But we Vaishnava, we do not accept that suicidal voice. We want to keep our individuality, not merge. We don't want to finish our identity. Our real identity is eternal servant of Krishna. Jive Sarupa Nitya Krishna Dasa. So we want to keep that identity and we want to serve Him eternally. Eternally means now we are in this material world, we are being trained up how to serve Krishna. This deity worship, this is training. The same thing will continue and we go to Vaikuntha Vrindavan. The same way we serve personally. So here Krishna, this is also personally. But due to my imperfectness, I cannot see Krishna in his actual spiritual form, Satchidananda Vigraha. Therefore, Krishna has assumed a form which you can approach. It is for your facility. And Krishna, in any form he appears, he is transcendent. Either this form or that. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasudhi, everything. That is Krishna's speciality. He can appear just like if you have got a photograph of some of your friends, so you cannot derive the benefit of direct meeting. But in Krishna's form, if you have Krishna's photograph, it is as good as Krishna. You can get the same benefit from the photograph picture of Krishna as you get benefit by directly meeting Him. Therefore, meeting this photograph, beauty of Krishna is as good as this. Advayam, non-dwelling. Here in this material world there is dwelling, but in the spiritual world there is no such dwelling. Brahma vachas tamastu jajita brahmanapati. Indra kamas, Indra means senses. Those who are too much lusty, satisfied, simply, the most important Indra is the genital, sex. So for them it is recommended that you worship Indra. Indra, the demigod, he is number one sexually inclined demigod. He has got eyes for all his body. Satachakya. These eyes were originally bell-like. He was cursed by Gautam Muni that you are so fond of vagina. I curse you that you get all over your body vagina. Then when he surrendered, he began to cry that it will be very much abominable for me. Then he offered that this vagina may be turned into eyes. Therefore, his body is full of eyes. So those who are too much nasty, lover of the vagina, they may worship Indra. This is the Vedanta. Everything is there. If you want vagina instead of Krishna, all right, please put. You have it. So, unfortunately, if our student falls a victim of vagina instead of Krishna, that is very difficult. Then better he worship instead of Krishna, let him worship Indra. That is the Bhagavad Gita. Indram Indra Kamastu Praja Kamas Prajapatim. Praja, many children, dining, just like aristocratic family. One is working very hard to establish a family. In England, it is very prominent. Lord family, Duke family. And where the rascal is going himself, he does not know. But this time is in a family, Lord family. Prajana. People want that son, grandson, great-grandson, his son, as family will be filled up with so many, in India especially, because means they want like Sridesanja Prajepsa, Sri, beauty, beautiful woman, Sri, Oisanja, well, and Praja. Praja means many things. They are spending their whole time earning money, amass money, huge bank balance. Then his sons are married, the same thing, he begotten so many children by sex. So he is giving indulgence to his sons, all right, you also take the sex indulgence and produce many children. Prajepsa. And then grandchildren, or also you also take another, you also produce children. They are called Prajepsa. They want, they are happy to see that he has got many children, just like Dhritarashtra. He had 100 sons, and the 100 sons are another 100 sons. So he was after how this kingdom should be in my son's hand. That is the cause of Kurukshetra war. So Prajepsa, Prajana. So there are so many kamas, desires. Different people, different kamas. Therefore they are all hitogyana. Anyone who is impeded by this kamas, they are less interested. Kamas tasta hitogyana. Hitogyana means one who has lost intelligence. They are captivated by these kinds of lusty things. Janamaituna didhihameri sukham nitucham. Prajaskama. Those who want children, get can children. In Bengali there is a proverb. Nati nati shaldeva. Nati means grandson. And grandson's grandson. Therefore I am living, my son is living, my grandson is living, his son is living, his son is living. In this way, up to 7th generation, if one sees, then immediately he goes to heaven. These are the conception of the materialistic person. That if I can see a grandson of a grandson, that my life is successful. And he's working hard for that purpose. They are called Prajama. Praja means many sons in the family. That is considered very aristocratic. Prajakama Prajapatim. Devim Mayam to Sri Kama. Sri means beauty. If you want to become very beautiful, either man or woman, then worship Durga. Shishti Sthiti Pada Sadhana. Tejas Kama Vibhavasam. Vibhavasam. There are basus, 8 kinds of basus. So you can worship one of the basus if you want to be very influential person. Like Mr. Nixon, that you worship Vibhavasam. Basu kama, basu natu dhyan, basu means well, if you want, well, riches. So, least is there, but Krishna said, this will not make you happy, my dear friend. Sarva-dharmān paritraja māmekam sāmi. Kick up all this nonsense. You just surrender. That is Krishna's instance. Sarva-dharmān paritraja māmekam sāmi. Because he is the supreme, he is giving supreme advice. But there are other persons to regulate them. Because these are called yajñas. Saho yajñā prajā sriṣṭhā. There is little touch of devotion, indirect. Because if you want to worship Indra, you must worship at the same time Narayan, that is the system. Narayan Sila will be there. Because the benediction you want from the particular type of demigod, he cannot give independently. Well, he takes permission from Narayana. So he is after this benediction from me, and he was sitting me, so shall I give him this benediction? So with this order, because after Kishavasminam Sadbam, everything is Krishna's property, how, suppose somebody is cashier in our institution, he is getting thousands of dollars in his custody. He cannot distribute without being sanctioned. That is not good. So he must take the superior sanction. And shall I give him? Similarly, all these demigods, they cannot give you anything directly with the permission of the Supreme Personality of God. Mahiva vidhan hitam. That benefit which they derive from the demigod, that is ordained by Krishna, Krishna says. When the demigod appeals to Krishna that this person is hankering after this thing and is worshipping me, so just to keep the position of the demigod, Krishna says, all right, give it. Because the demigods are servant of Krishna, so one has approached the servant of Krishna to keep the position of the servant Krishna orders. Yes, you give. Just like Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu took benediction from Brahma. So many things. I shall not die at day time, I shall not die night, I shall not die on land, I shall not die on water. These were all definition by the Gita. Brahma says, yes. Now to keep the words of Brahma, Krishna is so kind. Well, Brahma is servant. He appeared in such a way that all the prayers of Hiranyakashipu was not touched. Hiranyakashipu said that I shall not die by any man or any animal or any demigod. So he appeared in Nisinga Murti, who is neither animal nor man nor demigod. You cannot define. Then Hiranyakashipu prayed for that I shall not die in daytime, at night, yes. So Hiranyakashipu was killed in the sandhya, between the junction of day and night, just in the evening. You cannot say it is day, neither is it night. In this way, Krishna kept all the words of Brahma, and he still kept. That is Krishna. That is Krishna. Then you may be very intelligent to avoid Krishna or the laws of Krishna, but Krishna is more intelligent. He will also cheat you, because you wanted to cheat him, so he will also cheat you in such a way that it is beyond your imagination. Yes. That is Krishna. You cannot excel Krishna. You have to be always under even your cheating process. This is Krishna. So take shelter of Krishna and be happy.